Welcome to the Wall and Pawpack Church Podcast. This is your One Step Weekly, and I am your host, Pastor Ken Platt. You can connect with us online on Facebook, and you can also download the Wall and Pawpack Church app. We would so appreciate it if you would give some time today to rate, review, and share this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on. We want to tell people the good news about Jesus Christ, and that is one way you can help us do that. The One Step Weekly is a podcast that seeks to make a difference in your life in two ways. First, to be a follower of Jesus, we have to change the way we think. The Apostle Paul said that we have to be transformed by a renewing of our minds. Then later in the New Testament, James said that a faith without works is dead. So we change our minds and then we move on that change. We act on that change. And today, we're going to talk about compassion. And this is one of the most important aspects of the Christian walk. It is at the core of God sending Jesus, and it is at the core of Jesus dying for us on the cross because he has compassion on us and because he loves us. And in case you're wondering, yes, this is a response to the recent events that are just painting the news right now. George Floyd, who died at the hands of a police officer, and it never should have happened, but he shared the common bond of humanity in all its brokenness and in all its struggle. Regardless of how anyone lives, no one deserves to die as he did, and anyone who watched should be just disgusted by it, especially those who claim to follow Jesus Christ. Every person, no matter the color of their skin, is created in the image of God, knit together in their mother's womb, fearfully and wonderfully made, given the same breath of light and inheriting the same brokenness of sin. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and countless others are the latest victims in a broken system that started with our founding fathers of the United States and lasts through today. They've cried out over and over and over again for justice, and it is pride that causes us to turn our back on people of color. It is the opposite of compassion. It's the same attitude of the crowd around Jesus Christ who jeered at him as he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And while brothers and sisters of color cry out for justice and compassion, those who should be helping to lift them up, instead they ignore and discredit and insult them for their experiences and encounters, feeling that since we haven't experienced or encountered the racism personally and we haven't seen it, that it must not exist. But it does. I need everyone who's listening to hear this. It exists. Whether or not you think it does, it exists. And if you call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a responsibility to engage. The Apostle Paul says it like this: therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, so if you're a Christian, and if you find comfort in that faith, if you find comfort in Jesus and the freedom that you encounter in his sins, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded and having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Do you realize that, like, every time you engage in a racial slur or laugh at a racist joke or just be silent at it and walk away and say, oh, I don't know about that, or you scoff at a community who mourns the loss of one of their own, and that you're doing that, by doing that, you're setting your own selfish ambition over that of the broken. You don't say anything at that joke or you make that slur because you're trying to win the approval of those people around you. Or maybe you used it, but you didn't even realize that you caused the pain. But a lot of times this stuff happens because we're not thinking about the other person. Instead, we're thinking about ourselves. You know, one of the most well-known parables of Jesus is about classism and racism. Jesus regularly engaged with racist talk and racist thoughts and things that went along with a people group who thought they were better than everybody else. The parable of the Good Samaritan calls out those people who thought they were better than the race in the next region over. The Jews thought they were better than the Samaritans. They called them half-breeds. They weren't worthy to come to the temple. And Jesus makes it clear in that, and if you don't know about that parable, here's the parable. A man was traveling along. We don't know the race of the man. It doesn't even matter. But the man was beset by robbers, and he was beat up, and he was left for dead on the side of the road. And then three people pass by him, religious leaders and the elite and the political elite, and they all look at that person and they cross to the other side of the road and they go on away. But one person stops. The one person that stops is the Samaritan. It's the person that's not supposed to stop. It's the person who said, you know what, I don't care who this person is, I just see another person in pain. And the Samaritan, what Jesus is saying, look, it doesn't matter what race you are. But when you see another in pain, when you see another broken, you had better engage. When you see another that has been disenfranchised and put down, you had better engage, because that is the mission of Jesus. And Jesus lifts up the Samaritan and says, and he looks at the religious elite and he looks at all these people who think they're so good and who think, and he says, who is the man's neighbor? And they all knew the answer. And you know the answer. Who is the neighbor of the man who was broken and beat and left for dead? It was the one who helped him. The one who lifted him up, who tended to his wounds, who brought him to a place, who gave him the money and said, hey, he can stay as long as he needs to get better, and I'll be back and I'll make sure I pay the bill. You know, I listened to that parable. And I say, wow, you know, like Jesus is calling us out. So if you're afraid to speak out or step into this struggle, then it's time for a heart check. It's time for a heart check as to why you are not, or why you avoid it, or why you don't want to get involved. Is it because it's too messy? Is it because it's too complicated? It's because your family and your friends, they don't want to engage in the conversation. It's because they might look down on you. It's because this conversation doesn't align with the political rhetoric that you've decided to adopt. You know, because people may roll their eyes because of what you've said, because people will label you as a bleeding heart. Listen, I will tell you this right now. I will boast in those injuries. I will boast in the scoffs and the insults and the eye rolls, because those are the injuries of Jesus Christ. Even in life, Jesus endured the insults of the powerful and those that he may have held as a social and religious and political allies. Those people could have leveraged, he could have leveraged his relationships with them to live longer. But that wasn't his purpose. And that shouldn't be our purpose. When the insults came, he did not back down or pedal away, but he leaned in. And he bled with the downtrodden, and he touched the outcast, and he wept with those who mourned, and he lamented at the continued brokenness. And we need to lament. Your One Step Weekly is this. Put aside everything you think you know about this struggle, everything you think you know about these situations, everything, and I just want you to weep and lament with those who are broken in this moment, those who cry out for justice. Weep and lament with our brothers and sisters of color. Hear their voices. Read their stories. Not the one that popular media is publishing out, but their firsthand voices. Answer their call. Psalm 34:18 says this: the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit, and we should follow suit. May the Lord bless you as you walk in his mercy and seek mercy for others. I want you to share this. I want you to send it to somebody who is walking with you, or maybe he needs to hear it. But may you walk in mercy and lament with those who are lamenting right now. And pray to God, Lord, what is it that you want me to do next? He'll tell you, because he is a God of justice and a God of mercy. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.